Well, let's get things started with a roundup of some of the latest news from the ocean world. First up, scientists have made the worrying discovery that some sharks harbour superbugs in their guts, and they are resistant to many of our antibiotics, suggesting that our discarded medicines are making their way into the oceans and meddling with food webs. Jason Blackburn from the University of Florida led a large team of researchers who went out and collected samples of bacteria living inside seven shark species, including bull sharks, lemon sharks, nurse sharks, as well as a bony fish called redfish. Now, back in the lab, they tested the bacterial cultures for resistance to a range of human antibiotics, including penicillin, chloramphenicol, and doxycycline, which is used by many people as an anti-malarial drug. Well, their findings, published this month in the Journal of Zoo and Wildlife Medicine, show that in each study site, including Belize, Florida, and Massachusetts in the US, fish were carrying bacteria that were resistant to at least one of these drugs, and in some cases, the bugs were surviving multiple antibiotics. Now, this isn't just bad news for the sharks, which could face nasty infections from virulent strains of bacteria, but it could also pose something of a health risk to people as well. Around the world, sharks are arriving in increasing numbers on our dinner plates, although sometimes we don't actually realise it, because they're given other names. People don't perhaps like to think they're eating sharks, but you are if you eat huss, greyfish, and in Italy they sell the vitello di mare, the veal of the sea. And that's not to mention many of the other fish that sharks themselves feed on, and they could also be harbouring some drug-resistant bacteria.
Yeah, that's really worrying, because you often hear a lot about the overuse of antibiotics in livestock making sort of really bad antibiotic-resistant strains of bacteria in things like chickens, but it's really bad that stuff that is designed for us could be getting out into a wider food chain that we don't even know about. That's kind of scary.